Freedom is not about, it is out of and to. Passionate language in movement. Adrian Rich.
Antonia Matthew was born in England in 1938. She is a member of the Writers Guild of Bloomington. She belongs to the group Five Women Poets, who have put out 3 chapbooks and 1 CD. Her play, Homefront, was performed as a radio play in August 2019. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Antonia, what poems have you brought for us today?
These poems sing the unsung. Garbage collection. They come down the street in the dark or light, waking us with clangor and incomprehensible yells. The truck grinds and roars, some ancient beast invading the neighborhood, clattering, crashing, splintering, its armored plates grinding together, its teeth gnashing. Today it's warm. The men in their shirt sleeves, they grip handles, heft the bins, rising, pivoting, arms high and extended, then sweeping down to toss the bins aside. An urban ballet. They lope on up the street, hollering to each other, running without pause, leaving behind the bones of their monster's feast scattered along every block. Concert hall. I sit in the hall. The pianist has not yet played, the audience not yet applauded. There's a stillness, even as the hall fills up. Spotlights shine on the stage of polished wood, the piano and the piano stool. Dimmed lights set in the high ceiling and side balconies shine on the audience. The white paint gleams, the lights are clear, the carpet and plush seats immaculate. Behind and above the stage, the organ, silver-plumed bird, presides, silent wings folded. Like banners, lengths of red velvet hang, rippled beside high windows. Everything pristine in this hushed place the lights create, hold. The pianist plays, we listen, applaud, are in awe. The program is over, but she returns to renewed clapping. Then it is ended. Later, quiet fills the hall, the deserted building. Then they arrive, the setters of the scene, the backstage artists, to walk the rooms and concert halls. Bring them forth, that in the muted light, they, with their instruments of clean, may take a bow to a silent and standing ovation. Hearing aid. Pink, naked seashell spiral, hollow within for hermit crab of wires, battery. I slip you into my own fleshy shell that aches to hear not only daily sounds, but far-off echoes of the breaking sea. Between all masses in the universe, it never takes a holiday or oversleeps. It remains constant through rotations and orbits. It has dignity and sobriety, giving weight to physical objects. Without it, we'd grow taller, have reduced bone mass and neurotransmitters, lose our immunity. It is of significance and importance, not a fact, but a consequence. All things move under its influence, attracted one to another. Because of it, oceans rise and fall, mountains are kept entire, trees remain rooted, rivers flow within their banks, and the full spectrum of life is anchored to this blue-green planet. This poem is brought to you courtesy of gravity.
You've been listening to poems by Antonia Matthew on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.